Each Monday, WILL brings you legal issues in the news with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
There's an old proverb or curse that is often falsely attributed to ancient Chinese wisdom. May you live in interesting times. Cyber conflict and information warfare certainly make our present very interesting. Back in the 1980s, if two countries were at war and one wanted to interrupt the other's operations by cutting off their electricity, they would probably need some physical presence at their enemy's power plants. This could be an in-person saboteur or an airstrike. In contrast, a large region of Ukraine was plunged into darkness in December 2015 when malware enabled attackers to shut down part of the country's power grid. The blackout lasted 3 hours before the electricity provider was able to switch the systems back to manual control. At the turn of the new year, the Washington Post wrote itself into a controversy when it reported that Russian hackers had infiltrated our country's electricity grid through a Vermont utility company. A retraction followed. The truth was more complicated. Earlier that week, the FBI and DHS had released a report about Grizzly Steppe, a cyber operation attributed to Russia and named after the Russian grasslands. The initial claim was that code related to Grizzly Steppe was found on a laptop belonging to a Burlington Electric employee, but that was not fully accurate either. The malware on the employee's computer was recently reported as actually being the Neutrino malware package, which is not thought to be related to Grizzly Steppe. Further, the laptop was not connected to the grid. When the employee checked his Yahoo email account, suspicious traffic triggered an alert. This questionable report comes at a bad time. U.S. intelligence officials increasingly point their fingers at Russian hackers for interfering with the U.S. election. In the midst of all this, the Washington Post published a flawed article crying cyberwolf. The cyber threats to industrial control systems, such as industrial relays and programmable logic controllers that are deployed in utilities and in transportation, are significant. Industrial control systems are very vulnerable to cyber attacks since they're also susceptible to being controlled by outside actors deploying malware. Stuxnet was a cyber weapon that had physically destroyed hundreds of Iran's nuclear centrifuges by the middle of 2010. In late 2014, a cyber attack on a German steel mill caused massive damage to the mill's blast furnace. This is not a question of if, but when. And unfortunately, the more effective our security is against these threats, the less real these threats will seem to everyone else, especially when all the public sees are false or questionable reports. The basics remain. The Burlington Electric employee's laptop was infected by malware. If that employee had used a USB drive to transfer any information from that laptop to a computer connected to the grid, the malware could have spread. Cybersecurity is only as strong as its weakest link. If the Burlington Electric employee's laptop had been infected by malware that could enable international espionage, we could be teetering on the edge of global cyber war. The line between generic criminal hacking and international incidents is increasingly blurry, even as technology improves to make attribution more reliable. The danger of this report from the Washington Post is that people may underestimate the actual risk of a cyber attack to our critical infrastructure. This isn't about partisan politics, Democrat or Republican, blue states or red states. The dangers are real. We cannot let our legislators ignore cyber risks because one report was not accurate this time. I'm Jay Kazin.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 or listen online at will.illinois.edu.